Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Dalid Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're still in the middle of Simen Tov Samach Zayin, and it's going to be at least a two-part share on Sif Yud Dalid. This is a short share. The Dafim here are relatively short, so in Yitz Hashem, there'll be plenty of time to chazer. So the Mechaber tells us, Sif Yud Dalid, Im Nimseis Chita Mivukas, if you find a kernel of wheat that is split, which is, again, as we've mentioned numerous times now, is a concern for chametz, and you find this in a chicken, b'tarnegolis, kol d'melicha, you find this on the chicken before you did melicha to the chicken. So you shekle the chicken, and you find this split kernel of wheat on it. So does it have the potential to go and get into the chicken and make parts of the chicken chametz? So the first din that the Mechaber tells us is it was before the salting. Dai b'shtifu. All you have to do is rinse it off. There's no absorption, there's no penetration, and you just rinse off the chicken. Anything that was on the surface that's chametz will be washed off, and that's perfectly okay. The Mishnah Berurah tells us over here in Siv Katnu Samuches, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin the Bir Halacha, Dil Didon Shayach Zeh Hasif Afilu B'nisrakecho Levad. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this din over here for us, dealing over here with the Mechaber telling us a split grain, so we had previously the Ramah in Sif Tes told us that the same halachos apply for a softened grain, Misrakecha. So therefore, he says, look in the Bir Halacha, which we'll have a whole discussion, it says that all these dinim that we're going to say over here apply to a split grain as well as to a softened grain. And if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maslo Chita Mevukas, he brings down as follows. He says, the Taz writes over here that according to the Ramah, Ladas HaHagor, that we brought down in Sif Tes, even if it's not split, even if it's just softened, El Nisrakecha, Shayach Kol HaSif Zeh. All of these dinim over here apply to us, Lamaisa, whether it's split or just softened. And he brings down, this is the opinion of many Achronim, the Bach, the Ola Shabbos, the Brichodesh, the Maimon Mordechai, the Graz, and the Chayodim as well, as opposed to, this is not in accord with the opinion of the Shiori Knesset HaGdola. The Shiori Knesset HaGdola holds, the Bitzli Umalicha, by roasting and salting, the Ramah would be Modeh, that you actually need a split kernel, and it's not a problem if it's just softened. And Chavetz Chaim says it's also the opinion of the Chok Yaakov regarding Malicha. If you look in Dirshu footnote number 89, he brings down the reasoning of the Shiori Knesset HaGdola why the Ramah would be Mekel over here, and he says, Matzino Barishonim Sha'afapi Shetzliya Shel Issa Daraisa Shomin, even though when you roast something that's an Issa Daraisa that's fatty, so then we view the roasting Dino Kibishal, it's like cooking and it can penetrate throughout, and it's Oser Shishim Kinegdo, and it's going to be make everything 60, this less than 60 around it, osir. So mikom makom tzliya b'issad rabbanon shamein, that's only by nissad raisa, but if it's a tzliya roasting by nissad rabbanon, a fatty issad rabbanon, for example, like shuman hagid, which is only nissad rabbanon, ain dino kibisha. We don't view the roasting like cooking, and therefore it's only osir kidei klifa. It only is going to require a peel's worth of the surrounding area to be removed, and it doesn't go 60 against it that you need to be mevatalit. However, he brings out the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in this way. And therefore, in any event, the Shiori Knesset HaGdola says that the Isser of Mashu is only a Din D'Rabbanon. Mashu Chometz on Pesach is only an Isser D'Rabbanon, as we mentioned many times. And therefore, one can be Meiko B'Tzliya Shelo Lodin Oso Kibishul. And we don't say that, therefore, it has the same halachic properties as Bishul. Bishul also Afilu B'Nisracha. And while Bishul would be also, even with a softened grain, Tzliya would not be, only if it was actually split, and therefore Malicha would be the same din. That's the reasoning of the Shiori Knesset HaGdola, but most of the Achronim that the Chavetz Chaim brings down over here don't hold like that. And he says, the Ramah, why doesn't he mention anything over here? Because he relies upon what he said in Sif Tes, and everybody would understand that what I said in Sif Tes applies over here as well. The Chavetz Chaim then brings down, in a situation of Hefsid Meruba, or Minyas Simchas Yontif, for great financial loss, or because you don't have no other food for Yontif. So he brings down from the Graz that one could be Mekel over here, and be Somech on the Mechaber, that it's adequate if you just do Klifa, if it was after the salting. We haven't learned that then yet, and we'll learn that in a moment, but in a situation where it was salted, and then you find the kernel, so then you only have to be concerned about the Mechaber sheet of a split kernel. You don't have to worry about the Ramah Nisrachecha, the soft kernel. And he says, this is also the opinion of the Prichadash, and he says, as we'll learn in the Mechaber over here, Dai Lahamik Ulahashlich Kosh Siyosea Umateras Bachila. You just have to cut away the surrounding areas. That's more than a Khalifa. We'll see this inside in the Mechaber in a moment, and that would be enough. Dirshu footnote number 96 says, this would be true even Nizbako Hachita. This is not only for the softened chita, but one can be Mekel over here in Hefsed Meruba, or in a situation of you have no other choice, and be Minia Simchas Yontif, you could even be Mekel over here in the case of Nizbako Hachita. And he brings down, Vinei Kol Shari Achronim, the Chofetz Chaim continues, says the Achronim, Lo Hiskiru L'Maisik Dezu, they don't agree with this makel opinion of the Graz. However, by Nisrachikha, Lo Nisbaka, in the case of the softened kernel, not the split kernel, maybe they would agree with the Graz for that. And it's also possible that the Graz himself didn't say it for a Nisbaka Chita, he only said it for a Nisrachikha Kita. And he says, look in the tshuva of the Ramah himself, the tshuva of the Ramah, he writes, the af b'nisrachacha, nogin lesser also chita kula, while the Ramah himself in the tshuva of the Ramah says that one should be machmir over here for a softened kernel, not only the split kernel. He says, maybe even the Ramah himself would say, behetsim neruba, maybe even the Ramah would be mekel as well. However, he says, that's sarachin, he's not sure. And finally, the Chofetz Chaim adds, the besofik nisrachacha, certainly if we're not sure, did it reach the stage of nisrachacha or not, then he brings out from the achronim, ein lahachmer klal, you certainly don't have to be machmer at all. In any event, that's the din of shtifa. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkotin Samach Tes, the tzonin, if it's cold over here, and you just have the kernel on it, below rotev, and there's no gravy over here, l'kuliyama ein osir, it can't get in, and you just have to rinse it off. And he says, "Va'afilu imhudach ha-tarnegoles." And this, even if you rinsed off the tarnegoles, however, mikol makom kiven shlohis or shruya hachita b'mayim eino aseres. He says, even if you had originally rinsed off the tarnegoles, so it was wet, and then you put the kernel, you found the kernel on it, he says that's not going to still make it go inside over here, because it wasn't sitting in there. Lo shruya hachita b'mayim eino aseres. It wasn't sitting in the water. You just found it after it had been wet. However, he says you do have to rinse it again. You have to go and rinse it now again, even though you rinsed it once before, and you can't rely on upon the hadocha that you did, that you already rinsed it off once from the salt. You have to go rinse it off again over here. So that's the case of if you found the on the tarnegoles this split or possibly softened kernel before the melicha, then it's adequate to just rinse it off. Then the Mechaber tells us the Achar hamlicha, if you find the kernel after you salted it, so now the salting allows penetration. So then, dai b'klifa, you have to go and peel off the superficial area where the kernel was, and that's enough. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Ayin, umikom wakom klifa boi, afshut sonin. You must do the klifa over here, you must peel off the area where the kernel was found, even though it's cold. So one might have argued it doesn't get in, but no, the salting allows some penetration. The kai malon, because we hold, maliach hareyu karoseach, salting it is like making it hot, and therefore, v'nivla lachluchis achita, therefore the moisture of the chomitz of the kernel over here, b'soch habosik de klifa, does penetrate into the meat of the chicken over here, a klifa's worth, a little distance worth, just a peel's worth. And we call makom kozech shenimtza b'ot shemelach olav. This is only true if the salt is still on it. Avol nimtza liachar shenimlach v'hudach. But if you only did the salting, then you rinsed off the salting, and only then do you find the kernel, amrin and hashtanofa. Then we have the halachic right to say that it fell now and it wasn't there previously. V'day b'shtif of yama. And then in this situation as well, it will be adequate just to rinse it off. Because the im iso shahoiso aleo kodim l'chein, if in fact the kernel was on it earlier, right, when the salt was there, hoisin ofelis b'hadocha, it would have come off during the hadocha. After you rinsed off the salt, the kernel should have come off too if it was there. And now, if you find it now, it must be that it came on after the salt was rinsed off, and therefore it doesn't penetrate. And therefore, shtif was enough. But he says, that's only if you find it externally on the chicken. If you find it inside the tarnagolis, so then it's possible that it was there even during the salting. The kernel was actually present during the salting and could get in a klifa's worth. And why didn't it come off with the rinsing off? Why it didn't come off when you washed off all the salt, so the kernel should have come off also? No, maybe since it's inside the chicken, that some parts of the tarnagol somehow caught it and didn't allow the kernel to get washed away. Now, that's the more makel opinion that the Mechaber brings down. This is the opinion you see in the Ber HaGola from the Tur in the name of the Rosh and the Rashba in the name of Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. Fine. That's the makel opinion. Then he brings down the Yesh Machmirim, a more machmir opinion, the Ber HaGola. This is from the Kolbo in the name of the Raivid, and it says, V'yesh Machmirim, there are more machmir opinions over here that say, Lomar, that it's not enough to do a klifa, a simple little peel area. Ella, what you must do is, Shemamik kol sevivo seha. You have to go in deeper and in through the entire surrounding depth area over here where the kernel was, the chotech, you cut that out, umashlich, and you throw that away. Dirshu footnote number 90 says, we don't say that that whole thing becomes a chaticha nasis nevela, which is a concept in halacha, that once something becomes asur, so we say now you need keneged the entire chaticha, not just the original issa that's there. He says, we don't say that over here. And that's the first paragraph of the issue footnote number 90. The Chazon Ish is very surprised at this whole din. He says, where do we find? We don't find any such din in the Gemara of Mamik Kol Sviv Osel. And it says, very unlike the Rishonim to go and make up a new din over here without any source for it. And furthermore, the Chazon Ish is Tomei, he says, we don't have parameters how to apply this. How much is Kol Sviv Osel? And he says, we don't really understand this din of Kol Sviv Osel. In any event, the Mechaber says, in this situation, the Machmir opinion is, based again upon the Ra'ivid, that you should go and cut out a deeper area all around where the kernel was and throw that away. Finally, if this chicken now had been salted with other chickens and you only found the kernel on chicken number one, so what about chickens number two, three, four, and five? The other chickens, he says, kolip kulam, es kulam. You have to go and peel off all of them because maybe it's possible that on the surface they touched each other. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkarten Ayin Aleph, that's Machmir opinion over here attributed to the Ra'ivid, that the Mechaber brings down, Rotsu Lomar, the Lokedei Rishona, not like the first leaning opinion of the Rosh and the Rashba and the Rebbe Elazar Mimitz. Lokedei Rishona, the Sagi Liv Klov HaBosor, that it's enough to just do a simple peel right by the Negin Mekom Achita Bavad, right where the kernel was. Ella, this Machmir opinion says, Ella Shemamik B'chol Sviv Osel V'chotik, you have to go deeper and in the also surrounding area. Why? Vatam, he brings out from the Achronim, the whole b'Pesach isuro b'mashu. The rabbis instituted over here in Isur Mashu on Pesach. And therefore, we say, Aminon, shemispashet mashu b'chol sviv osel. And this mashu could easily go all around it. Normally, we wouldn't be concerned about a mashu, but on Pesach we are. And therefore, we have to cut away the entire surrounding area, even to a certain depth, the place where the chita was. B'chol sviv osel, shemokum achita. Sivkotin ayin beis, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, kolif es kulam, the other chickens you have to go peel off their external surfaces. We're talking here, the Mishnah Berurah says, umayre kishenim tzahachita ala tarnagolis. We're talking about where you found it on top of the tarnagolis, and therefore we have to be concerned, the yesh l'sapeh shema nogo achita b'kulam. Maybe the chita actually touched the other chickens as well as the one that you found it on. However, if you found it inside the chicken, then there's no way that it touched the other chickens. Then you don't have to do klifa on all the other chickens. So this is the Mechaber for today with the understanding of the Mishnah Berurah. It's a good break point to stop. Tomorrow's shiur will also be relatively short, but with this we'll conclude today's shiur.